Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. We're delighted to have you on board today as we face the issues. We look forward to having your dialogue and discussion. Let me remind you that you can join in the discussion, ask your questions, file your objections, if you will. So you can do so by dialing 831-0917, 831-0917. Your telephone call gets you directly through to the studios and right to our microphones so that we can entertain your question, your comment, and your dialogue discussion on the issue of the day. Ladies and gentlemen, we're beginning talking about today a statement that was made on national television. We're going to blow up this entire system. Really? Is that what it's all about? Absolutely, ladies and gentlemen, it is. And we're going to look at a big, broad brush overview of what is taking place in America today, leading up to our November the 3rd election, which I believe is the most seminal election in the history of the United States of America. As we face the issues, let me remind us that we do so based on the authority of Scripture, based on God's Word, the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. It is the truth book, as I like to call it. Jesus said to his disciples, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." That's the statement Jesus made to his disciples in John 8, 31 and 32. And then in John 14, 6, Jesus said, "I am truth. I am truth." And then he points out very clearly in John 17, 17, where Jesus says, "Thy word is truth." Ladies and gentlemen, it's the truth of the Word of God. If we seek answers and we seek truth, we can only do so by the wisdom of God. And the wisdom of God comes from the Word of God. And the Word of God is available to whosoever will. May I remind us, as we study the Scripture, we find that it focuses on truth. It was the secularist George Orwell, many years ago, that made the statement, "The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it." And I believe that to be relevant in today's broadcast. I believe it's relevant in our communication and conversation on a daily basis. I believe that we need to understand that we're living in an era when truth is completely rejected out of hand, where there's no desire to know the truth or understand the truth. This is the reason I'm so delighted to speak to you on behalf of the truth of the Word of God. It was the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus, that made the statement, "Faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth, even to death." Even to death. That's a powerful statement. And ladies and gentlemen, I really believe that we're seeing the escalation in society of that day when, as Christians, we will literally place our life on the line to stand for moral, ethical, spiritual, biblical truth. Now, I don't say that in a negative fashion. I don't say that in a sad fashion, because, ladies and gentlemen, the next thing on the calendar of God is the rapture of the church, where we, as believers, are snatched out of this old world. Immediately following the rapture of the church is the 7 years of tribulation, where God uses the Antichrist to dominate the globe. And ultimately, that society that George Soros looks for, that society that Nancy Pelosi and AOC and Chuck Schumer are anxious for, the dystopian, utopian idea of a globe where everybody is happy and where everybody has equal income and everybody is dominated by the dictator. That day will come after the rapture of the church and the Antichrist steps on the scene. But it's truth that we ought to be seeking, ladies and gentlemen. This portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. Tools for Time has a knowledgeable team, ladies and gentlemen, to answer all of your questions about power backup generation equipment for the hurricane season. Knowledgeable team to answer all of your questions about professional lawn care equipment and equipment for the lawn for the homeowners. Tools for Time is located at 11295 291 Old St. Augustine Road. 11291, 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. Wonderful benchmark, ladies and gentlemen. Find the gigantic U.S. flag flowing at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. 165-foot flagpole with the gigantic U.S. flag flowing, Old Glory, flowing 24/7. At the base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to blow up the entire system. Where did we find that? If you want to know the grave plan that the socialist, Marxist, BLM, Democrats, and their fake media all are focusing on what they're wanting to do, all you need to do is listen to the Communist Network News, CNN, and Don Lemon, or as Tucker Carlson plays with the term, because Don Lemon wants to be called Lemon, Don Lemon. So Don Lemon or Don Lemon, yes, we see the whole plan being played out each and every day based on what Don Lemon has said. Don Lemon made the statement. Let me just read you a brief article from that. CNN host, : we're going to have to blow up the entire system. This is Dateline, September 22nd, 2020. In the handover between CNN show Monday night, Don Lemon told Chris Cuomo the response to the Republicans' move to nominate and confirm a successor to Ruth Bader Ginsburg on the Supreme Court before the election should be drastic. We're going to have to blow up this entire system, Don Lemon told his colleague Chris Cuomo, quote, and do you know that we're going to have to do it? We're going to have to get rid of the Electoral College system, end quote. Don Lemon continued, insisting the system established by the Founding Fathers to elect the president must be replaced, quote, because the minorities decide in this country. Listen, the minorities decide in this country. They decide who the judges are, and they decide who the president is to be, end quote. Is that fair, he asked. Cuomo pointed out that it would take a constitutional amendment to get rid of the Electoral College. Quote, if Joe Biden wins, they can stack the courts. They can get the amendment passed, Don Lemon said. But that would take a two-thirds approval of both the House and the Senate, and three-fourths of the states, Cuomo argued. That may be able to be done, Don Lemon said. Maybe, said Cuomo. But the whole point is Don Lemon said that we need to blow up the whole system. We're going to have to blow up the entire system. And ladies and gentlemen, that encapsulates, that puts it in a very, very clear focus for every one of us and for you listening today of the goal and the game plan and the approach that's being taken by the Communist Network News and by the CNN-led entourage on national television. And we can see it taking place day by day, ladies and gentlemen, being played out in society. We see the riots and the burning and the vandalism and the mayhem and the murder that's being carried out by the Black Lives Matter mayhem on the streets with the thugs, which, by the way, is funded by George Soros, contrary to even Fox News, where Fox News blocked Newt Gingrich in his attempt to say something about the Black Lives Matter being funded by George Soros. Fox News quipped back, some of the leadership quipped back right on the set, right on television, that we can't bring George Soros' name into this. Ladies and gentlemen, the financial roots, the financial control of George Soros blankets the globe. George Soros' goal is for a new world order. George Soros' goal is to fund every, as I call them, the loose likes, lost liberals across America. In fact, George Soros is proud of the fact that the overwhelming majority of the blue states and the blue counties, the blue city district attorneys, were funded by, elected by, the funds from George Soros. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to understand that it's being fully accepted today with the socialist Marxist BLM Democrats and their party that it's okay. In fact, Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and a number of others in the Capitol Rotunda just a few weeks back bowed on their knees in support of Black Lives Matter. And ladies and gentlemen, I've said before, and perhaps if you've not heard it, let me remind you, BLM, Black Lives Matter, has zip, zero, nothing to do with pigmentation of the skin. It has all to do with the socialist, communist, Maoist, Marxist goal and desire to absolutely overthrow the United States of America. In fact, here's an article from Matt Staver with Liberty Counsel that makes this statement. While Black Lives Matter co-founder Patrice Cullors has been practicing her occult skills to conduct spiritual warfare against America, her literal partner in crime, Alicia Garcia, has been calling on the Chinese Communist Party, CCP, for operating income and doubtless other forms of support. Garcia established the Black Futures Lab, called BFL, as an operational wing of the Black Lives Matter Global Network. BFL's website proudly proclaims that the organization is a fiscally sponsored project of the Chinese Progressive Association, CPA. The CPA is, in turn, a well-established propaganda arm of the Chinese Communist Party. I'm reading from an article by Matt Staver. May I remind us, this article further says, but there's more. When the clicks of the Black Lives Matter website donation button, it automatically directs to CPA's, that is the Communist Progressive Association, website, which in turn states that CPA is devoted to organizing collective power between the low-income and the working-class immigrant Chinese community in San Francisco and other oppressed communities. Any donation proffered through BFL goes through to the Communist Party Association, the Communist Progressive Association. Black Lives Matter founder's intention could not be clearer. On June 27th of 2019, California-born Garcia, informed a Maine town hall that her life's goal, quote, is the dismantling of the organizing principle of this place called America and the American society. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if the enemy tells you what their goals are, if an enemy tells you what their plans are, and the modus operandi is very clearly seen, well, to sit up and take notice. This article goes on to say, it is well past time to fully investigate the seditious and treasonous domestic terror organization known as Black Lives Matter, as well as their funders and their handlers. But yet, ladies and gentlemen, even on Fox News, they did not want Newt Gingrich to talk about the source of fundings from George Soros to the Black Lives Matter terrorist organization. And yes, Black Lives Matter is a terrorist organization. Without any equivocation, without any question, it is a terrorist organization, and it ought to be viewed as that. And I believe it's time that the DOJ, Department of Justice, with Bill Barr, I believe it's time they do a thorough investigation and bring to justice those that are funding the thugs in the street to riot, to pillage, to burn, and to destroy. In fact, the insurance companies have said that so far the destruction in America and the cities across America has been over $2 billion. $2 billion, not counting the lives of police officers that's been taken, not counting the lives of human beings that's been taken as a result of it, discounting and even not including the fact of the human loss as a result of the getting to a point of discouragement and depression that you think there's no hope. Ladies and gentlemen, what I'm wanting to see today is the coming together, the pulling together of the big picture of what is taking place. And it is clearly stated in Don Lemon's statement on CNN News, we're going to blow up the entire system. And ladies and gentlemen, it's sad to say, but I believe we have folks like Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and multitudes of others in the Socialist, Marxist, Maoist, Communist, Democratic Party that it doesn't make any difference what America's end results would be. Doesn't make any difference it leaves the cities across America in charred ruin. Doesn't make any difference if there's nothing left to rule over after you have won the dominating control. But that's their goal. Their goal, the Communist, Maoist, Marxist, Democratic Party, their goal is to simply be the rulers over all of America, regardless of the condition. Here's an article that says Black Lives Matter webpage calling for disrupting the nuclear family structure apparently has been removed. Up until 2 days ago, you could go to the BLM website, click on the donate button, and you would find what you're donating for. You would find that gives the structure. It was about a six-point structure of the purpose of Black Lives Matter, and I've just summarized it. Part of their purpose is to destroy the nuclear family. Secondly, to destroy our Constitution. Thirdly, to defund police. And fourth, to dethrone God. And they had it broken down in 6 points. I've narrowed it down to 5 points. This article further states, dated September the 22nd of 2020, Black Lives Matter appears to have removed a portion of its website calling for the disruption of the Western prescribed nuclear family structure requirement. The now deleted What We Believe page previously outlined some of the movement's key objectives, including a call to disrupt the Western family. This morning, when users visited the webpage, the page was no longer available. While 66% of Americans oppose the defunding of the police in their communities, according to the Rasmussen poll, Black Lives Matter pages continue to advocate to defund the police departments. Ladies and gentlemen, Black Lives Matter is a BLM is a Marxist, Maoist, Communist organization with the goal of overthrowing and destroying the Constitution of the United States of America. Listen very carefully. In case you wonder why Christians ought to be concerned about Black Lives Matter, in case you wonder if you're a black pastor and you wonder whether you stand in your pulpit and advocate for it, listen up very carefully. Their goal is to undermine and tear down and destroy the nuclear family. Their goal is to elevate and to promote the sodomite lifestyle and the agenda of the LGBTQ agenda across America and around the globe. Their goal is to dethrone God ultimately, and that is nothing less than the Marxist, Maoist, Communist goal around the globe. Here's an article, ladies and gentlemen, that says Black Lives Matter co-founder partners with the Communist Chinese. A venture of Black Lives Matter co-founder Alicia Garcia that serves as the political lobbying arm of the movement is funded by a surrogate of the Chinese Communist Party called the Chinese Progressive Association. We touched on that a little earlier. This article goes into a little more depth. The BLM lobbying arm, Black Futures Lab, the BFL, was founded in September 2018, according to the news site, Corollines, to engage advocacy and organizations and the legislators advance local, state, and federal policies that make black lives, black communities stronger and craft strategies that harnesses black political power to bring those policies to fruition. Donations to Black Lives Matter Lab, or the Black Lives Future Lab, goes directly to the Communist Progressive Association. Hear me. Goes directly to the Communist Progressive Association. The donate page explains Garcia's group, quote, is fiscally sponsored by project of the Communist Progressive Association. The Chinese Progressive Association, founded in San Francisco in 1972, has been a promoter for the revolutionary thought of the People's Republic of China since its beginning. He noted that the CPA, that's the Communist Progressive Association, drew praise from the Chinese Communist mouthpiece, China Daily News, as only a few weeks ago, for taking part in the Black Lives Matter demonstrations in San Francisco. And the article continues about four or five pages. Ladies and gentlemen, we're watching the Communist Party linked with the Black Lives Matter, which is a communist Maoist group that is totally bent and determined to do just as Don Lemon on national television said, we're going to blow up the entire system. We're going to blow up. Ladies and gentlemen, if that doesn't get your attention, nothing does. And you say, why should a Christian be concerned? Why should a pastor be concerned? Why should we be talking about this on this broadcast today? It's because, ladies and gentlemen, if that comes about, and under a Joe Biden administration, we'll talk about that in a minute, it will absolutely be brought into full force into America. It will destroy the Constitution. It will destroy, therefore, our Bill of Rights. It will destroy the right to keep and bear arms. It will destroy our religious liberties. It will destroy the church and the voice of the Christians. Just as we see, ladies and gentlemen, the precursor of that taking place in the state of California, the state of Oregon, the state of Washington, and in New York State, et cetera, where the churches today are being barred from opening again. The George Barna report says 2 out of 5 of the churches that have closed will never reopen. Twofold, one because of finances, two because the people, the congregation will have dissipated, will have no ties to, no interest in, no camaraderie, and no communal value found in the local New Testament church. We're watching, ladies and gentlemen, today the total demise of the local New Testament church as a result of what has happened with the forced closure of our churches across America and the forced closure of businesses, both of which, neither of which have ever taken place in the history of the United States of America in the 244 years of the life in America as we know it today. And may I just touch on this? We have barely 40 days to make a decision, ladies and gentlemen. What kind of America do we want? Do we want a communist, Maoist governmental system, a socialist Marxist system that the communist Marxist BLM Democratic Party is pushing for? Or do we want a constitutional republic with a representative form of government? I say to you that I believe that most listening to my voice today would prefer the constitutional republic that we have and a representative form of government. Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to Let's Face the Issues. This is Dr. Youngblood. The telephone number is 831-0917. If you'd like to jump in and, as some say, put in your 2 cents worth, do so. If you have a question that you'd like to ask, do it. This is a Q&A broadcast format. We'd love to hear from you. If you want to disagree, call me, tell me why. Give me your solid foundation on the basis or the premise that you would disagree with what I'm saying. Love to hear from you. 831-0917. 831-0917. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at a facsimile of what took place in 1933. It says in 1933, Hitler appointed the Hermann, that is the organization. His first orders were to defund and eliminate police, the police departments, so that they would not interfere with his brown shirts, whose mission it was to riot, burn, beat up, and kill citizens in an effort to sway the elections. Ladies and gentlemen, we have been witnessing that for the better part of this year. In the preparation and the promulgating of these events to sway the hearts and the lives of people to somehow, some way believe that President Donald Trump is the causative factor of it all, and to sway the people to vote against Trump in his bid for re-election on November the 3rd. We need to sit up, smell the coffee, and understand that the Socialist Communist Marxist BLM Party, linked with the Communist Socialist BLM Maoist Democratic Party, are working together to do just exactly as Don Lemon stated on the Communist Network News, better known as CNN. Says, we're going to blow up the entire system. And ladies and gentlemen, I don't know what it says to you, but it causes me to think that we need to directly, as Christians, we need to ask God to directly intervene in this election. We need to understand, ladies and gentlemen, that the scripture is very clear in 2 Timothy chapter 2, chapter 1 and verse 7. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and of a sound mind. Ladies and gentlemen, the scripture tells us in Colossians 2:8, warns, beware of any man that spoil you through philosophies and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. And we see that taking place today. There's an attempt to sway and to direct your thinking toward the fact that Joe Biden in his basement in Delaware somehow, some way, says that he's going to bring everybody together. He's going to heal the nation. And by fiat, he's going to make everything right. And yet for 47 years, ladies and gentlemen, in the Beltway in Washington, he's not done so. In fact, they're promulgating now the philosophy and the words that says that if you re-elect Trump, he's going to take away your Social Security, take away your Medicare and your Medicaid, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And you listen to some of the video clips that's being replayed of Joe Biden during his years in the Senate and even as vice president. And he's four different times, Joe Biden said that he was going to reduce Social Security, if not remove Social Security and Medicare and Medicaid. And yet he's the one now in his group of those that say they're going to blow up the entire system of America that's making that claim against President Trump. I have found, ladies and gentlemen, that everything that the Democrats say and accuse the Republicans of are the very things that's being carried out in their playbook. They will tell you that President Donald J. Trump wants to destroy America. Yet they are saying, through the mouthpiece of Don Lemon, the sodomite that's on television and accusing President Trump of lying, accusing President Trump of making wrong choices and decisions, he's the very mouthpiece they're using today that says we're going to blow up the entire system. And it's talking about the system, the constitutional republic known as the United States of America. Ladies and gentlemen, here's another article. Chinese Communist organization bankrolls Black Lives Matter organization started by the Marxist founder. Further footnote says, Black Futures Lab is linked to the Communist Progressive Association, a longtime promoter of the communist government. Dateline September 18, 2020. While the mainstream media frames Black Lives Matter as a merely a rational response to the discrimination and police brutality, the movement is in fact actually involved in a latent and radical causes for which it enjoys the backing of a equally radical organization, the Communist Party. The Daily Signal reported that the Black Futures Lab, an activist group started by BLM founder Alicia Garcia, identifies itself as a physically sponsored project of the Chinese Progressive Association on its donation page. The CPA, San Francisco-based organization, been carrying out its communist propaganda since 1972. Ladies and gentlemen, we're watching what is taking place, and it's the communist Chinese government that's infiltrated into America. And by the way, the Department of Justice discovered that the Communist Party has organizations in approximately 300 of our colleges and universities across America under the guise of students coming in, but they are not students in these colleges and universities. They are communist plants that's there to undermine and destroy the United States of America. And Black Lives Matter is a part and parcel of that, if you please, ladies and gentlemen, that's wanting to bring about the overthrow of the United States of America. We need to be careful in our understanding and the recognition of what is taking place and why we need to be in grave concern for this election. Here's an article that says, California wants me to vote, even though I haven't lived there for over 8 years. We're going to talk about that just a moment, ladies and gentlemen, on the basis of what's happening with our vote and this election process of how the BLM and others are wanting to steal this election. Ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. We've got about 1 minute top of the hour news break. We'll be right back as we continue. Let's face the issue.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.